Welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I am your host, Henderson Mann, and this is a clusterfuck already.
So things are heating up.
There we go. That's a thing that's happening. I can't even see me, my head in the video.
You look like your video is coming from like an old flip phone camera.
Dude, this webcam is basically back from the all game days. So it's old as dirt.
That's pretty old.
I need to get my laptop and just use that for recording stuff because this computer's getting so old. It literally took forever for everything to load up and so we could even do this show. So welcome, everybody, to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I'm your host, Henderson Mann, and with us this week is a full crew, starting with Mark.
Hello.
Corey.
Hi, guys.
Who looks like he's been tarred and feathered. And Rich.
Hey.
Really?
See, wow. This is why we can't do the video thing.
Right?
Distracted too easily.
And so we're here to talk about video games and stuff. And the sad thing is that E3 happens now.
Right now.
Yeah, basically now. So we won't be able to talk about anything about, really much about
E3. We can talk about EA.
EA. Which they had
Madden,
a couple.
Madden. FIFA.
I really like the look of that A Way Out game or The Way Out game. Did you guys see that?
I really like that they're still trying to do a basketball game.
That was painful.
It's commendable.
Was EA the one who did the Hoop God? Was that them?
Yes.
Did they do it again?
No.
Oh.
What's the Hoop God?
Was it last year or the year before?
Yes, because God. I pay so much attention to sports, Ridge.
No, video games. E3, man. It was the talk of E3 like 2 years ago.
I don't remember, I guess.
Something like that.
I don't think I watch EA's press conference because most of the time it takes place when I'm at work.
Yeah.
So
you can also, I think it's probably one of the more predictable conferences. You're going to get a bunch of sports.
Right.
You're probably going to get a Need for Speed. And then maybe, you know, whatever Battlefield.
Yeah.
Now one surprise punch. Usually.
Mm.
Which was a way out.
Yep.
I haven't seen anything on any of this. I've been on a roof for the past 3 days. So.
Did you kick your ladder down again, Corey?
Yeah, my wife kicked it down. She's like, you're stuck up there.
Corey's up there laying down there and staring at the sun like, water, somebody bring me water. So, yeah. Anyway, so rumors lying about the price of Scorpio, which by the time this goes up, probably you guys may already know. started out yesterday, I got it, but $50 less than I expected.
Right.
And then today, Jeff Keighley says he's confident it's going to be $500, which.
That sucks.
Or they could just be throwing numbers out there to feel what people react.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, anything over 400 is, I don't want to say it's death, but 400 is the right number.
I
want to sell it and attack Sony and not be concerned about making some money back on it right from the get-go. Because when the system comes out, the PS4 Pro is going to, it could get a $50 permanent price, but it's most certainly going to go on sale. And it could go on sale as low as $300. So if they have a $300 Pro machine compared to the $500 Scorpio, that's going to be a hard sell.
Yeah, and especially to people that aren't hardcore gamers, they're going to look at that and say, oh, this one's $300 and that one's $500. And again, we're going to be back to where we were day one with Xbox One.
Well, here's the thing.
It also requires them not only to release the Scorpio, but during this conference, you announce a whole bunch of exclusive games. Game and that game, etc.
I'm just curious, how well has Pro done? I mean, I don't think the Pro's really
$100 price point too.
It's sold. I get what they said is like one out of every five consoles sold as a Pro. So
20%. Oh, really? Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah. Huh. I mean, the problem I have with the Pro is I'm tempted to get one just because I'm really getting into a lot of the Sony games now. But at the same time, and I just got my first 4K TV. But at the same time, I hear that you almost have to have the Pro and the regular PS4 because a lot of games are having issues on the Pro.
Yeah,
so, I mean, like the issue with Prey where it's like enhanced with Pro and then it wasn't at all.
Yeah. So, and I mean,
I think it would benefit you most for VR.
Yeah.
Which is why it would be good for you.
Right.
If you don't have VR, I think that's the reason to get one over 4K and everything else is the VR.
Man, it's sad. I got buddies we played D&D with, and they were moving away now, so they had to drop out of our game, but they were here again Monday night when I was not Monday night, Wednesday night when I was off. We went out to eat last time they were, and then we came back to my place and we had a VR party, and man, that's so much fun to sit around and watch people get excited about VR. I let them play that Windlands game where you're like Spider-Man, and just watching the fear on people's faces as they, you know, they're swinging across things, and like, you know, you can almost hear them like, oh God, this is scary, but this is also, it looks amazing, even though, you know, it's not the best looking game in the world, but just seeing that, it's just amazing. And I love putting people into the Star Wars Battlefront. I bought that game on PS4. It was like 10, 15 bucks or something, just because I knew they were releasing that VR mode. And the very opening scene when you go into VR mode is you're standing underneath of a AT-AT as it walks over top of you. And you're looking up and it's like, whoa, it looks like it's way up there. It's such a fucking cool experience. I want a whole game based off of that, based off that Star Wars demo from Battlefront for the VR. But yeah, I definitely want a pro. I just, with the Scorpio coming, I'm so much more excited for it, because that's where I play my games at 90% of the time. And if it helps a lot of those games work better, that's great. I just don't want to pay. I don't honestly really want to pay $500 unless I see some really good exclusives.
I think I'm the one who's still hopeful that it might come in at $400. I mean, I am too.
I'm hoping it will. I mean, it's just, yeah. Honestly, if they're trying to put a dent in what Sony's done, $500 and $450 is not going to do it, I don't think.
I mean, I think a good sign that, you know, we saw that the S just got a $50 price cut.
Right.
So that kind of, you know, if the Scorpio comes in at $400, that still makes it a quote unquote premium, yeah, console, and you know, that price range. So
I just can't believe that hopeful. The S is 200.
Was the S 300 when it came out, or was it always 250?
300.
It was, yeah, 300.
So that's,
yeah,
$250 price cuts within a year.
Yeah, I just, yeah, like the Xbox One is the first console I ever bought at launch. Such a, this is a fucking horrible idea. I got to play some good games. Like, I love Dead Rising 3. I really liked Rise. There was Forza 5 too. I mean, but the price, like, and that Kinect. I've never used that Kinect.
I use it all the time.
Yeah,
I do too.
Mostly it's just like, hey, do this.
I gave mine to my dad.
I love it. And your dad probably loves you for it. It's like, yeah, he never turn on, it turns on. Oh, oh, Apple.
You just put it behind
tree,
the
right?
TV. He still has it plugged in. He just has it behind the TV.
So I'm looking at Rich's screen. I just seen a kid go by.
Yeah,
I was looking at his Attack on Titan wall scroll, and it made me.
I do have kids. In a way.
No, so we don't know. We didn't know that.
You may see some traffic here.
Dabbing across the background.
Hey, yeah. Tommy, come
here.
Can
he just dab?
Yeah.
Can you just dab?
No.
Okay, bye.
I see your wall scroll back there of Attack on Titan, and to get back to EA's press conference, they showed off some Anthem, which they showed a trailer for BioShock's new game, which is called Anthem, and people were saying it had that Attack on Titan feel. So,
dude, okay, you know what? My pet peeve about E3s is the tease trailer, where it doesn't tell you a damn thing about it.
Well,
you know,
the tease trailer. The reason why they teased is because it'll be on Xbox conference tonight.
Yeah, that was the best part of the trailer. Is like, oh, you're actually going to show gameplay for it at the Xbox. Okay, yeah. I'll wait to make my judgments then.
Yeah, we'll
see.
So that's
at 4 o'clock tonight, Central, right?
Yeah.
5 o'clock for the rest of us.
For the rest of us? I didn't know the rest of the world was in one time zone.
Yeah, everything happens on the East Coast, don't you know?
That's why it's called the Beast Coast, right? Somebody's delusional. Somebody's delusional.
So I've only got about 15, 20 minutes before I have to get out of here. Because
well,
I have
start
to
talking,
finish
man.
The roof. I actually don't have that much to talk about.
Well, go ahead and tell me what you've been playing. Nothing.
The only game I've really been playing, which I've been playing probably way
and
too
if you
much.
Say that fucking Pokemon Fish game, I'm going to fucking smack you.
Oh, yeah. I've been playing the shit out of Pokemon Fish game, actually. That wasn't what I was going to talk about, but let's talk about it. I've jumped 63 meters. I'm the highest person on the leaderboard.
I hope... Yeah, I hope they throw you off that roof today.
I'm about ready to call my kids in for technical support because they're all about the pokies. Maybe they know what you're talking about.
It's the dumbest game ever. You literally hit a button.
Well, what's it called first? Jump. If you're going to fucking talk about it.
Okay. I think it's just called Magikarp Jump.
I don't know. It just came out of nowhere, and then I just saw like my Facebook feed flooded with pictures of Magikarp, and I'm like, what the fuck is this shit?
Magikarp.
I thought it was a knockoff game.
It's an idle clicker in a way. You click on the fruit, and your Magikarp eats them, and then you can jump higher.
That is like the dumbest thing ever.
That's not what I was going to talk about, though.
Thank God.
Isn't there a way that, I don't know if you compete against other Magikarps, that if you lose, your Magikarp is just like, I retire. I'm done.
Your Magikarp can only get such a high level based on your level. So once it hits the max level it can get to, and it competes and loses, then it retires. But your Magikarp trains, and you get random events sometimes. Like, you'll run into a tree that has fruit on it, and your Magikarp can try and jump and eat the fruit. But sometimes,
a fish it'll just bird get will eaten
by a friggin' Pidgey and take it away.
That sounds terrible.
It's a really bad game.
It sounds better than Pokemon Go.
It might be.
Pokemon Go is not a game. It's a piece of garbage.
Well, this is about equivalent garbage. Speedrunners. That's what I've been playing,
God. Dude. Oh boy, you've actually played it for more than 5 minutes.
He loves it.
I love this game. It's super competitive online. There's a pretty. I've never had trouble finding matches. It's. I love it. It's competitive in a way I've never been with a game.
I don't know. Hey, Rob, is it old man disease? I stink at that. I tried playing it for like 5 minutes, and I was like, I can't.
I couldn't even bring myself to finish the fucking tutorial.
I was like, this is frustrating.
Nope, this is dumb and boring.
X instead of B, I'm done.
It's a platformer racing game. It's really cool. I love it. It's
racing game, huh?
Yeah, because you're racing three other people. I mean, not racing like cars, but
I know
running.
I know.
it's really precise, and being able to hit all the jumps and everything perfectly is such a satisfying feeling for me. I love it. I can't stop playing. My brother came over a couple days ago, and we were competing against each other, and we were getting really into it and started yelling at each other, and it's just a good time. I'm having a great time with it. The fact that I didn't pay anything makes it even better.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Just, oh, my God.
I'm old. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
let's get online sometime and play it, Rich.
You know what? I'm game. You see me on, I'll give it a shot. I haven't deleted it yet.
I was just thinking I can get these easy achievements now. I can beat them.
No.
I don't think it's that easy.
No, a lot of those achievements are really difficult.
So, you could have been playing cool stuff like Injustice. Instead, you spend all this time on Speed Racers.
Actually, like the whole weekend, I was like, I'm going to play Injustice because I really want to. But then every time I sit down at my console, I'm just like, I need to play a couple more matches online.
Mm-hmm.
And I just get addicted to that game.
This is what it's like game sharing with Corey.
Ooh.
You mystically turn on your system and you have every free game ever made downloaded already automatically if he's heard about it. And then if you mention one of them, he'll download it the next day. Like I said, hey, that Crosscut, what was that? Crossout. I said something about it. I said, I'm surprised Corey hasn't downloaded it. What? Never heard of it. Next day I come online, there it is, downloaded and ready to play. I'm like, you son of a bitch.
That game's a piece of garbage, though.
It doesn't play particularly well. I kind of like the way that cars are very destructible and in parts, so you can like take out wheels and all that kind of stuff, but then playing it is just boring as shit.
Yeah, I see that it got achievements finally.
But anyway, let's see, what else you got, Corey? Is that just it?
That's pretty much it, yeah.
All right. Well, do you have any E3 predictions that you'd like to share?
I just want to see Crackdown 3, finally, for real.
Yeah. Anything for Nintendo or PlayStation?
I can't think of anything that's worth predicting. Maybe something retro, we'll see. that we haven't seen.
Do we think the virtual console is going to launch?
No, they've already come out and said it's not going to launch until next year.
Virtual console?
I thought they said it was going to launch at the same time with the online.
Yeah,
or did I misunderstand that?
Well, I did not hear anyone talking about virtual console being
our game library
specifically tied, but just like that free, that monthly, you know, like the online thing with the game a month thing, which is virtual console.
You know what I'd love to see? And I know this is a prediction that probably won't come true, but I'm going to hope it's there. I hope new Ape Escape comes out.
I mean, I don't know, but I didn't think that game was terrible on PlayStation 1, but they kept making so many of them that got terrible. I don't know. I would like
to see the first two, I think.
I only played it on the PSP, so I can't really have an opinion on it.
Rumors are that they're going to announce Crash Team Racing with that insane trilogy.
I always heard that was good.
That game was amazing back in the day. I loved that over Mario Kart, but not as much as I loved Diddy Kong Racing.
Oh, I heard good things about that too. I'm just not a kart racer guy.
But
unless they announce Forza Kart Racing, then you're all in.
It's real go-karts, real shifter karts. I'd be all in for that for sure. Oh.
That's what the Hot Wheels thing was a test for that.
You heard it here.
Preparing for it.
You heard it here first, guys. Rich is trying to make Project Cars 3 happen.
Oh no! Project Cars already has go-karts in it.
Yeah, and like everything else, it plays like shit. Yeah. Did you ever play the Trackmania games, Rich?
Yep.
What do you think of those?
Nope. Okay. Though I have to admit, I'll talk about it a little later, but I love the Hot Wheels. The Hot Wheels expansion is amazing.
I think Corey's trying to make his exit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to duck out because I got to get back to working on this stupid roof.
Yeah, good seeing you, man.
Hey, don't do your own roof. It's the worst thing ever.
Apparently you got help, so, you know, you ain't
leave good. The webcam on. Don't hang up so that in case you fall through, we can see it.
We can call it.
Yeah,
that'd be amazing. That'd be
fun. No, we're like in the last maybe 2 hours. Tops,
oh, good, man.
Hopefully.
Knock it out.
I'm hoping we're done before the Microsoft press conference. So.
It would have been nice to maybe do it a weekend when it's not hot as shit out.
Yeah, it's probably 110 degrees right now on my roof.
It's terrible. It won't look burned or anything.
I have been putting sunscreen on like every hour on the hour.
Yeah, keep it up, man.
He just has a paint roller for
his
sunscreen.
His skin color is actually quite similar to yours, Rich. He just has that much sunscreen on right now.
Okay, well, you guys have a good rest of the show.
Yeah, it's already starting off fantastic.
Be safe.
All right. So... I guess we'll jump into what we've been playing, Injustice 2.
Yeah. Do you guys have any other E3 things? Like what you'd like to see from Sony?
Well,
so we didn't really talk about Sony or anything. We just really hit Microsoft and Scorpio.
You know what I'm shocked about? I'm surprised Horizon Zero Dawn didn't come with a season pass to release some DLC. And it does not have a season pass. It had a digital deluxe mode, and I figured that was a season pass. But that was just like for some art book and stuff. So...
They might
know.
Do
I'm
some of the stuff they've done for their other games, like the standalone. You know,
that's what
I'm
hoping they'll announce something
stories.
For Horizon Zero Dawn, some kind of DLC. But I almost believe that won't happen. But Nintendo, I would like to see some kind of Metroid game that's not some stupid knockoff Metroid game. But that's my dream every year, and Nintendo just dashes those hopes.
I would love that.
I don't care if it's Metroid Prime, another 2D Metroid. I don't care.
I just want virtual console.
I do want a virtual console.
I would be spending a whole bunch of money on a virtual console on the Switch because I would love to play those old games. Like I don't want to play it on my tiny 3DS. I don't want to play it on the Wii U. I don't want to put any money into the Wii U's ecosystem. Sony. But the thing I realized when I did my other podcast, because I just threw out some predictions and hopes, and when I got to Sony, I was like, oh, I don't really care about anything. But then at the very end, I just want to be able to change my username. That's what I want from Sony. Give me the ability to pay to change my stupid username. I'm Kush Nowhere, except on the PSN still.
Yeah. As far as I go, Nintendo, I don't know, man. I think I'm kind of over wanting a Switch. I think I'm at the point now I'm just going to get one for my kids. I don't know. I just, nothing's really clicking with me. So
well, they've done nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to get Mario.
Right.
I'm ready for a Mario, especially that type of Mario.
And ARMS, which yeah. I would have Fuck liked ARMS. To have played, but, you know. Demoing down the schedule.
I'm actually looking forward to seeing what Sony shows this year, because I think this might be the year I actually get a PS4 at some point, because there are actually a few games I want to play on the system now.
Too bad Walmart didn't have a year-round layaway or something, because they're supposed to drop the price of the PS4 today to $250.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, oh, well.
I feel like it'll be $200 sooner than later.
Yeah, I do too.
After the Xbox too. One S mm-hmm. drop.
So, you know, I'm still kind of curious to see, you know, what if they give any more details on the new Gran Turismo game.
It'll be coming exclusively to the Vita.
I guess the only other I think I heard somewhere that there's talk of Siphon Filter coming back at some point in some form.
I'd be into that.
So I'm like, yeah, I'd be kind of into that too.
As long as they make AAA version of it, not right, like PSP remake for the consoles and
right.
You know, so, I love those single
player
first game.
One, not that like multiplayer one was the last big one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was like a remake of a PSP game, wasn't it?
Right.
I don't think so. I just think it was heavily like cooperative based, and so you didn't get really much story, and the levels weren't that. They were designed around co-op, and like, okay, you're going to end up on this floor. The other one's going to end up on this floor. You're going to have to help the other one up. Yay.
And, you know, I guess the other thing, you know, I'm obviously being a Microsoft homer, I'm really looking forward to seeing what the Xbox presser looks like. You know, this is supposed to be the year that we see some more IPs, so I'm hoping we see some Japanese games.
Yeah, because, you know, he went and talked to Japanese game developers back in, like, February, and he said, we got Japanese games coming.
Right, and even if they're not, even if they're third-party exclusive, you know what I mean? I mean, just something to make the game lineup a little more diverse, because, like you... You know, that's where I play most of my games, obviously, is on the Xbox, because I don't have a PS4.
I want them to come out with a bald man with a barcode on the back of his neck.
Yeah,
I want them to come up with someone like that on stage, like we have Hitman.
And I'm hearing kind of, have you guys messed around with Mixer at all?
No.
Yeah.
Formerly Beam. You know, it kind of snuck up on me because I've been on the alpha for a lot of the updates and everything on the dashboard. It actually works really good now, and being able to
Steven's telling me like the alpha and stuff. I can't do it yet, but he was trying to figure it out because I'm not in the alpha for that. But apparently, he's like, you can co-op stream now. It's like you're playing with, like, I'm playing with you.
Yeah,
and it's like,
I'm dying to do it with you guys too.
Yeah,
man.
And we tried it the other night on Friday the 13th. He's like, I'm going to send you to a co-op stream. I'm like, okay, cool. And it's like, oh, it doesn't work. I said, I'm not getting anything because, I'm not in the alpha and he is.
So
like, that sounds actually amazing.
Yeah, dude. So I'm hoping all this goes live, maybe tonight after E3. It'd be a good time to do it because I think it's really good. I don't know. Because, all I have is the alpha build. But it's like, being able to, find groups for games. Because you know how you're doing the clubs? They've kind of, melded the clubs with the party system now. So, a club is together and you can tell how many people they need. So you kind of, have people with similar interest. You know, you can kind of jump in there and it makes it a lot better with the matchmaking.
I like what Mixer's doing now. The more I see it, I just hate... What sucks is now we have a friend of the show that actually works for Twitch, so now I feel guilty talking about Mixer. but
it's all good. It's cool for everybody, man. You know,
but
Twitch is owned by Amazon.
The thing is, though, I want to see Mixer on PS4, but that's probably never going to happen. I know they're willing to do it, but Sony's not going to be willing to.
I don't know. I mean, Microsoft. They're a little.
Microsoft would be like, if you still want Minecraft on your system, you're going to let Mixer on your system.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they're pretty agnostic. I mean, they're doing a lot of their mobile apps on different platforms, and they're being really aggressive about it. So I wouldn't put it out of the realm of possibility.
Maybe. Yeah, that happen. Would be nice. That way I could just have
it's
one.
It's a way to expand.
Because I like leveling up. And leveling up's cool no matter what you're doing.
Yeah, it is. It is cool. And it's a way for them to expand their marketplace, too. I mean, because if they're going to really compete with Twitch, they got to be everywhere, right?
Yeah.
So. I want a new Splinter Cell.
I do, too.
Yeah, I do, too. I do, too.
That would be my most pleasant surprise that I think is even remotely possible.
Okay.
I would love a new Viva Pinata. That's not going to happen.
That's not happening. So do you guys think we'll see something a little more playable and concrete on Sea of Thieves? I'm really excited about that game, man.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about that game.
I'm just curious to see Crackdown 3 because I don't believe – I do not believe it's a thing. I do not believe it's real.
Did you guys check out that the trailer for that the spinoff of what's King's Row? Oh, not King's Row, but what's the gangster the knockoff of GTA?
Saints Row.
Just
Agents of Mayhem.
Yeah, Agents of Mayhem.
Oh yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that when they first. I'm interested in that game.
That looks a lot like Crackdown to me. Right?
Yeah, it really does.
Like a poor man's Crackdown. That might be kind of cool, too.
It could be okay. I mean, it was very Crackdown, the last one, with all the orbs you could collect and shit.
Right.
Yeah. So, anyway, we should probably get to what we have been playing, and we're going to start out with a little bit of Injustice 2, because I know we've all played a little bit. Mark, you played a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I love our empty guild.
Oh, we have an empty guild? I didn't even know we had a guild.
Well, the thing is, I'm in another guild right now because I had the game before anybody. But, dude, I'm gonna when I see other people in there, I will switch over to the other guild. Okay?
I'm just trying to finish Horizon Zero Dawn. I'm just trying to. That game is so long. If you try to,
do you know how many hours you've put into it?
Almost 50 at this point.
Wow. Yeah. See, that's why I want to get a PS4. But anyways, getting back to Injustice, dude. Okay, I didn't play the last game. I'm not really good at fighting games. I don't like Mortal Kombat. I bought the last Mortal Kombat, brought it back because I didn't like it.
Something about that I didn't like. I didn't like the story mode. I don't know. Yeah, I love the story mode of the first one.
I have put a ton of hours into Injustice. And I'm like silver. I'm silver at like the leaderboards. I'm like silver on almost everything. Huh. It's like, I don't know. It just clicked with me. And then I've been playing with my sons a lot too. And I love that game.
What characters do you play?
I play as Arrow, Robin. Who else do I play as? Flash. And,
Flash is the best.
Yeah, Flash is really good. I'm trying to think who else I play as.
I like Flash, and I like. But my favorite so far has been Black Canary.
Yeah, Black Canary is pretty good too. Oh, I play with what's her face?
Poison Ivy.
She's awful Harley. To play with.
Don't say Harley.
Yeah, Harlequin.
Oh,
Harlequin. I'm good with her, man.
Man, I got the fight in the story mode. It took me for... Oh, no, the story mode. The multiverse mode. I can't get my ass kicked by Firestorm. That dude was beating the shit out of me.
I cannot play with Firestorm. Firestorm and Grog, to me, are just like... I cannot... Oh, and Bane. I can't play with Bane either.
Like, I cannot play as a black man with a white man inside of him. No Firestorm for me.
Well, that sounds like a personal problem.
it's a pretty good game.
It is a fantastic game, and it's got content.
The story is like fine. I don't really care about the actual story. It's well done, and the cinematics are great, and all that. But what I really love is the whole multiverse thing.
Yes,
all these different challenges and everything.
That's
what gives it legs, so that you just keep coming back and play a few challenges every day.
And it's got that loot system, too, where you get different bits of armor, and it changes what your character looks like just a bit, you know, and you're like, okay, that's pretty badass.
Yeah. I know. Me and my son, we spent like an hour last night just like looking at each other's gear. We're like, dude, look at this. Oh, look at my Flash. My Flash. Oh, I like that. You know, it's like, we've been going.
Tried to play any online?
Yeah. I've been playing with some friends. I played with Badass Jones a couple nights ago.
That's usually your cousin, right?
Yeah. He usually nice. usually, he kicks my butt in Mortal Kombat. And I figured he was going to destroy me. I've been playing a lot of this game, so I'm having fun with it, man. I'm having fun.
I just don't think I'll do very good.
I want a fight stick.
Yeah, exactly. I want a fight stick now too.
I looked in there. I'm like, oh, great. There's nothing cheap.
But I'd have to get two. You know exactly. There's nothing cheap. But
Go ahead. It'd be awesome if at E3 Microsoft was like, your fight sticks from 360 will work on the Xbox One.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have the Marvel vs. Capcom 3 Tournament Edition stick from Mad Catz, which is gorgeous and so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird that stuff doesn't work across consoles, considering it's just a USB probably end, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I think there's some weird stuff. But I don't remember if it was on the One or what it was. Like, the studio that did that Skullgirls game, didn't they do some like code, and then they're like, here, we're just going to give it to people?
But
I don't remember what the details were about that.
Didn't you have to go to their site or something like that to download?
Like, I don't know. I feel like it was like, we have this thing, we're going to just let anyone take it and
make things work. I remember that.
Like, that's cool. Like, I don't understand. Sounds awesome. I don't understand any of it.
I've been playing a little bit more Overwatch lately.
Double XP?
Yeah, well, double XP, and I also wanted some of those dance moves. I'm losing now, like, 97% of the time. I don't know what it is. People have gotten so good at that game, and I'm just terrible at it now. And I used to be really good at it. I did finally convince Sean to pick it up, so we've been playing it together. So it's been like our nightly game with Sean, Steven, Preston.
What time do you guys play?
Usually when I'm off work at like 11:30 at night.
And if I'm up after my show one night, maybe I'll join you guys if you got room.
I might join you.
Yeah.
The thing, like, I always want to play Overwatch, but since I don't own it digitally, it's like, I got to put the disc in.
Dude, that's me too.
That's the reason why I went digital.
And like, I'm also starting to want to buy more digitally, just because after getting my dad an Xbox One,
doing the whole
sharing thing, that means it. But I don't buy two copies.
That saved me a lot of money, man. Yeah, because now the boys understand why they got an Xbox. Like, okay, I get it. Game share, that's awesome.
But I thought you game shared with your cousin too. Didn't you?
No.
Oh, did you? Okay.
No, that was... We won't talk about that.
Okay.
That was a mistake, and it kind of worked in my favor.
Gotcha. I did pick up Friday the 13th after much convincing? Not the word I want to use. But I got Sean to play Overwatch and buy Overwatch, so I'm like, fine, fuckers, I'll buy Friday the 13th. And then I waited a week for it to even work so I could play it. Now we can almost find a multiplayer match in 30 seconds, or 3 minutes, not 3 minutes. So that's better than never. So, that game does one thing well and the rest of it's boring as shit. And that one thing it does well is playing Jason.
You have a 10% chance of being Jason?
12%.
12%, okay.
1 in 8.
No, 1 in 8, gotcha.
So, and sometimes it'll be like, you could literally never get to play Jason that night. And somebody will get to play Jason twice. So it's so fucking random, you would think it was just like, okay, go down the list and blah, blah, blah. But I will say that this game is doing one thing great. And that's bringing people back out of party chat to play. Because the whole focus on this game is that you need to communicate with each other to actually do things like, oh, we got to get this car built. Well, I've got the keys, and I need somebody to find the battery and the gas for the car. And I'm like, okay, that's great and everything, but how do you communicate with that? So they've actually got a feature built into the game where you have to actually find a radio before you can even talk to anybody. So you got to go digging around in things. And I got so angry because I'm trying to tell everybody in my party, we're like, guys, we need to play in game chat because we can't even communicate. We can't get away if we can't communicate. Like I said, if somebody's got the keys, we have no idea. So we turned off game chat, and sure enough, there are people actually talking outside of a party. And when we get the radio, we say, hey, I got the radio. Has anybody else got a radio? Yeah, I've got one, man. And then we can communicate that way, and nobody can... That's the only way you can communicate with your party, and it works. That is just really cool, because it's like, oh, okay, you have to have it. I mean, you can't win without it. Just unless you're the one that's lucky enough to find all three items. But basically, you get a couple of maps where you're in a campground and you have to find...
There's four maps, right?
Huh. I think there's four maps, but I don't... the maps look so... Generated. No, they look so similar, it's really... You can't really tell them apart. There's one that's got a lodge in the middle, so it's like that's the big point in it that looks pretty noticeable. But the rest of
it, I played it once during the beta on PC, and it was like the campgrounds one. I don't know if they're all in campgrounds,
yeah.
But all I did was go into a tent, and then I just stayed in there for like 15 minutes, and then I eventually got killed. I was like, I don't know what to do. No one's talking.
Yeah.
All right, we're supposed to try to run away. We're just supposed to like. Wait for the timer to end? Like, I don't... What?
Okay. Well, there's different winning things. So, you can get a car and try to drive away. You can, at a certain point, the police show up. And if you can get to one of the exits of the map, the police will take you and save you. You can try to call for... I seem like there's something else. You try to call for help?
There's a boat.
So, there's
and
several
there
ways...
there is a way to kill Jason.
There is a way to kill Jason. That is correct. Mm.
It just seems like it's an early access game that's been released as a real
It's not
game.
Worth $40. It would be a great $20 game.
That was going to be my point. Don't you think so? This would have made a much bigger splash if it had, launched as a game preview, preview program?
At $20.
So. Yeah, yeah. And just
I just noticed that the Long Dark, it's still in preview program.
Right.
But... It bumped up to 35,
and now it actually has achievements now, though, right?
Yeah. It seems like it's right about to release officially to have done that.
Yeah, I knew a bunch of those games were supposed to go up in price after they entered the preview program. If you bought into them early, you got them cheaper. So, I mean, that's a good incentive to buy those things.
That I think that should be a rule amongst early access games.
Whenever
you are going to be buying a game before it's really finished, and you're going to be helping them find bugs and shit by playing through it and stuff. Then I think you should get some kind of incentive for doing that.
Yeah, I agree. And, for the life of me, I don't understand why this game, I hear all this bad stuff about how the game doesn't work, how broken it is, how janky it is. It's like, why didn't it would have had a lot better buzz if it had been released,
It's obviously not finished. I mean, they said they're going to add stuff to it. But the problem is they've made a game for Kickstarter and... They got $800,000 and some extra money from somewhere else.
Oh, gotcha.
So it had to. They got it out at time, but it's not done. And they said they're going to add stuff to it as time goes on. So, but it's sold really well.
It's commendable that it's come out on time, even if it's kind of broken. Because I accidentally kickstarted a game about a few weeks ago. I just kept my bid at the price. Well, it was like whatever, $12. It was the game from some of. It's like the 2D looking game from some of the former Fable people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was like a, I don't know, Harvest Moon meets Fable kind of thing or something. But the one game I did kickstart years ago still has not come out, which is why I never done it. It was a game I saw at the PAX we attended. So that's how long ago it was.
Oh, wow.
I thought it looked awesome. And it is yet to come out. They're still working on it because I remember like 6 months ago or so, I checked the Kickstarter page just to see if it was even still being worked on. And yep, they're still working at it, but not out.
Was that 2013 we went to PAX?
Maybe earlier. I don't know. It was a while ago. It was so long ago.
I really want to go back to Seattle again, but.
Yeah, me too. Especially as I've gotten friendships with more people in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh.
So, man, hopefully I'll get some... If I get this other job, I'll be making more money. So, maybe.
Be rolling in it.
So, so Friday the 13th, it's not worth $40. It's probably not even worth $20. But it's fun when you got a bunch of friends together, a bunch of people talking, and you got somebody being creepy as Jason... when Jason's following you, he can talk to you, and it's kind of fucking freaky. He gets special powers, too. Like, he can, like, warp anywhere on the map, or he can also, like, do that horror movie thing where you stop moving for a second, all of a sudden you move really fast, like a trail or whatever, like you see in, like, the Evil Dead movies and stuff where you're, like, following, like, a camera, and you can appear in front of them and scare the shit out of them and such like that. So, I mean, he's got a lot of different kills. Like, if you're near a fireplace, you can throw them in the fireplace and then stomp their face into the fire as they burn to death. Or drown them in the water, or, you know, hit them in the nuts with an axe. Stuff
the
like that.
The PAX we were at was 2012.
Okay.
Because this Kickstarter launched basically in, like, early, in, like, February of 13.
Wow.
And finished in March. And the estimated delivery for these things for the game was October 2013. Maybe they'll hit October 2017. Let's see when the most recent update is.
At least it's still
update developed. Number 55, May 31st of 2017.
I think they missed that.
This month's update will be a quick one since we are neck deep in a few significant enhancements. I don't give a shit. Just give me the fucking game. Jesus Christ, people. It's so old that
they're neck deep in enhancements, yeah, man.
But it's so old that one of the systems it was listed as coming out for was the Ouya.
Oh, wow. That's old. That is old.
Could you imagine if you have it bought the Ouya and be like, fuck yeah, this game is like supposed to be coming out for the Ouya, and you're like,
I'm going to buy an Ouya just for this game.
Ouya.
You're doubly disappointed. God almighty, that's the worst thing I ever bought.
I have had something on Kickstarter that I paid almost $100 for that still hasn't been here after 3 years. That was some, and the funny thing is I spent about $90 on these game mats for D&D, right? That mm-hmm. were just, they basically, you can write on with any type of marker. They magnetize together, so they're like little 8-inch squares, but you can magnetize them together so they make bigger maps. You can make the map as adjustable as all these different sizes. I was so excited for this thing. I started out with like a $50 bid, and I was like, no, I want more of these so I can have bigger maps. I can make them beforehand. And then now, by the time this thing comes out, they're going to go in a fucking closet and never be used because I've got a fucking TV that I use to run my game off of now. How fucking depressing is that?
Pretty depressing.
I run my game off a laptop and a television, and so I don't even need mats and figurines and shit anymore. So, fucking terrible. Anyway, what you been playing, Rich?
Well, you know, we mentioned it a little while ago, the Hot Wheels expansion pack. You know, I don't like stuff like that because it's, you know, I'm a purist. I like my real racing and all that stuff. Dude, this is the most fun I've had with an arcade-type racing game since Burnout Paradise. It's so much freaking fun, man. Just so much to do. It's funny, being able to actually race some of the Hot Wheels cars you used to play with when you were a kid. Like, what's the one with the two engines called? It's called the Twin Mill or something. Yeah, the Twin Mill. It's got two big old like supercharged Hemis on them, and it's like, wow, this thing drives like I thought it would drive. You can't see it past the motors if you're in car. It's just crazy fun. There's loops. There's, you know, and it's got all the bells and whistles of like, Horizon 3 proper. There's garage finds. There's, yeah.
So is it like an open world and there are just these tracks, loops? And
yeah, it's okay. Like a whole other, it's awesome. A whole other section.
That sounds awesome because when I first saw it, I was like worried that it might just be tracks.
No, it's like a whole other area. It's like, oh my god, they just took, and it's funny, like if you go to like the fringes of the map, you can see where they're still like, they got like the pieces of track and they're doing construction on it and stuff. But it's really cool. It's so much fun.
Oh, so the cars are all just like the ridiculous cars from Hot Wheels as well.
No, there's only a few. There's only like,
oh, gotcha. Like
four, just either three or four of them. But yeah, but it's just so much fun. You don't care. There's turbo, you know, turbo boost. There's, you know, jumping through fiery rings. There's the mechanical dinosaurs. There's just all kinds of just shenanigans in this thing, man.
It would be awesome if it came with a track creator.
Yeah, it would. It would. And man, it's funny. My a friend of mine, I've been trying to get him to get Horizon because he's more of an arcade racer. And I was like, "Do you got to get Horizon? You got to get Horizon." I said, "I told him about I had posted some video of some of the stuff I was doing in the Hot Wheels expansion pack," and he's like, "Oh my god, dude, that looks awesome!" I'm like, "It is awesome. It's so much freaking fun."
Imagine that in VR. You'd throw up.
Yeah,
I think they've got Trackmania maps on VR.
Probably. You know, one thing I was worried about too, when you had to do, you have loops in the game and everything. And for whatever reason, when I played Trackmania on the Xbox, the loops just, I don't know, for whatever reason, the way they did the animation when you're doing a loop, it just didn't work for me. I don't know what it was. I just felt like it just disoriented me too much. But they nailed it in the Hot Wheels pack. It's game is serious fun.
And it's a brightly orange colored track and shit like that.
Oh yeah, it looks just like. In fact, if you had the stuff growing up as a kid, some of the things you'll see will, you know, like, oh yeah, that's the curved track. Like, oh yeah, I know that. Or that's the bowl track for when you jump off on. You know, they got some like the big bowls where they catch the cars when you have a jump off, you know, a ramp.
Gotcha.
That stuff is in there. Yeah, it's really cool. Huh. Really cool.
I'm really curious to see what they do for Forza 7 to compete, because like Forza Horizon 3 is just like taking the bar and raise it so high.
Well, yeah, you know what they have, you know, the weather, because I also went back and got the was it Blizzard Mountain, and yeah, the weather effect, the snow, yeah, the physics and everything like that. I mean, you can actually feel when you're going through deep snow as opposed to like shallow stuff, and ice when you really hit the ice. Being a New Englander, yeah, that's what happens when a car hits the ice when you're not expecting it. You know, it's that one's pretty good too. But I mean, it's compared to the Hot Wheels thing, it's, you know, you can't. They're apples and oranges, you know. But it's a lot of fun though. It makes me think, man, maybe they should just do a proper Hot Wheels game instead of just making an expansion. Because
the problem is the Hot Wheels game is not going to have the budget of a Forza game.
Maybe you do like a standalone thing.
Yeah, standalone. Right. Oh. Yeah.
I mean, they did the Fast and the Furious thing for free.
Right.
They could do a Hot Wheels thing for $20. That gives people a taste, and then they're like, okay, I'll buy the full game now.
So, you know, I'm hoping, like Kush was saying, you know, I hope some of the, you know, some of what Forza Horizons 3 has done works its way into 7. Because it seems like, you know, the studios kind of help each other out.
Yeah.
You know, stuff. So I would love to see, like, say, rally racing and maybe hill climbs and stuff like that in Forza 7. Because, you know, Project Cars 2 is coming out here in September. And, you know, they've
Rich
got all
already got it pre-ordered.
Dude, have you tried out the latest Dirt game?
No, I haven't. I haven't bought it yet. I will get it, though, because the last one was amazing. So I'm just assuming this one's going to be.
Is this Dirt 4 or 5?
This Dirt 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's already been on sale for like $40.
I gotta pick up that Dirt game on VR.
It's the summertime, and I'm buying Lego right now, so.
What? What Lego are you buying?
I'll talk about that later. I'm going through all like the race cars. Like I just bought the Mercedes GT3. I'll probably get the Ford GT40 pack next week.
The one I got for you.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's got Black Rich in it.
Yeah. You know? No, yeah. I had to put Black Rich in it.
Yeah, you had to put Black Rich.
I had to
in
make
it. Okay.
A Black Rich. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool.
It came with a white guy, but that just wasn't right.
Because you know, black people aren't rich.
Of course
they're poor.
Oh my god.
Womp womp
womp. My name is Rich, and I am black.
I did see they released that Saturn rocket, and I'm like, I don't have the money right now.
Oh, so funny. So my day job, a colleague of mine, me and him have been going all over the place trying to find one, you know? And, dude, like, Amazon went from, like, $180. Things were only supposed to be, like, $119, you know?
Yeah.
So off the bat, it's, like, $150. I'm like,
that's
this thing
just sold
came
out.
Today, you know?
Yeah.
So
and they're getting more. Don't buy. Don't pay ridiculous prices for it.
And I know he found
products
one.
Don't go out of production that quickly.
Yeah, they said they're going to be producing at least through 2018.
Because I was hoping to make a great Father's Day gift, but you know,
I still like I have unopened boxes that I keep meaning to get that I could get a fortune for, but I don't do that. But like I still have the Mars rover in the box.
I was so excited.
I have one of the Back of the Future, the DeLoreans in the box.
I was so excited. I went to Walmart the other day and just happened to check their clearance rack, and they had the Kylo Ren shuttle from you know, Episode 7. Mm-hmm. Normally $120 set, $30 on clearance.
Mm.
I snatched that mug up.
It's worth it for the pieces.
Yeah,
it's all ugly set.
So, real quick, guys, so before I got one more thing I've been playing, and I'll shut up. So because I've been getting so into the DC thing, I saw Wonder Woman, you know, Injustice 2 is awesome. And I was like, you know what? Telltale was having that sale. So I never played all, you know, through all the Batman, mm-hmm. you know, episodes. The story gets really good in that.
I didn't think it started out too bad. I was impressed.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'd like to play this, but I'm kind of overwhelmed.
It goes some pretty cool places. So, I mean, I think I got it for like $8 or something like that last week. So
yeah, they were all pretty cheap.
Yeah. And apparently there's some sort of
deal. Did they sell the audio bug?
No audio bug. And apparently
the one thing I noticed with Batman that I think from what I've heard is like a trend in Telltale games now is that it's like, it's so easy. Like they'll just forgive you for missing button
presses. Oh, totally. And I love them for it because
we know you don't give a shit about the actual plan of the game. You just care about the story and all that, and the decision making. Yeah, they're
way more forgiving. I am living proof of that. Yeah, so I'm like, I think I'm on the middle of episode 4 now. I'm having a lot of fun with it. And apparently, there's some like mixer integration with Telltale games now. Where you can do like group chat and
they make people decisions for you.
Yeah,
something like that.
Something like that. But I haven't done that because I got so into the game. I'm like, screw it. I'm just gonna play it. So, that's it for me, man.
All right, Mark. What have you played, buddy?
I don't know. I played Injustice 2, of course,
and 1.
I played a smidgen of that, and then I gave it to my dad, and he's been enjoying that. Which is why I ended up getting 2, so that he could play it when he's finished. Played some Call of Duty Ghosts this morning and yesterday, realizing I never really played through the story. It's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, the one thing about Call of Duty games is that even the worst of the Call of Duty games is still a solid experience because the core gameplay mechanics are just that solid. There's a reason why everyone copied them and decided to do left trigger for iron sights because it feels really good.
Yeah.
And it feels really good coming from them, especially over other studios. But
and it still has a level of like spit and shine, you know? It's like it's still.
Yeah. I did get my Dragon Quest Builders game finally in the mail for real this time. I installed it or whatever, but I haven't played it yet. I'm excited to play it.
I really like that game until
Black Ops for PS4 in the Dragon Quest Builders envelope the first time.
Oh, that's what you meant. I was confused. I didn't realize you had bought Dragon Quest Builders. I thought you had.
It's a renting.
Oh, you rented it. Okay, you did rent it.
Yeah, from Gamefly. But in the envelope was Call of Duty Black Ops 4.
Okay,
Black
that's Ops exactly 4. What I thought it was. So, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm looking through my list to see if there's anything that I don't remember. Like, I got really annoyed with the Clicker Heroes update because they basically did and hurt the people who have been playing it since then. I was excited for the update because I could tell from when I was initially playing it that things like being able to upgrade runes and stuff like that wasn't yet in the game. And then they just changed things and just kind of screwed over the people who were starting playing from the very beginning, which just kind of pisses me off.
Oh, I did play something else I forgot about on PS4. Danger Zone. That is the game made by the old Criterion people, which is basically Burnout Crash.
Oh, wait, so you just crashed.
Well, yeah, I heard that's not. Yeah.
It's okay. I mean, it's a $13 game.
Yeah.
It looks kind of crappy because it all takes place in this like warehouse. But the crashing is really good and still just reminds you of Burnout Crash. For $13. Huh?
That golf ball game they made was terrible.
This is a lot better than that from what I understand.
Oh, Danger Golf or something like that?
Yeah.
Whatever.
But Danger Zone is actually pretty fun for $13. I can't say. I haven't played much of it, but it's definitely something that you just throw in and just like, oh, okay, I'm going to crash into this and blow a few things up and try to increase that score and see what I can do. But yeah, that game's, I don't know, $13, that's pretty cheap for something that's nowadays. I don't know. I like it. I wish Corey had actually got to try out something besides fucking bullshit speed racers. Speed runners, whatever the piece of shit that game is. Anyway.
I've been still playing a lot of Gen 4.
And I saw that.
My hours played, it's like 180 days or something.
Yeah, I mentioned it. I was just like, just in passing, I was like, oh, I said, man, so Mark's playing Gems of War again? And then that night, I see my wife playing Gems of War. She hadn't played it in a long time.
Every time they add new achievements, then I pop back in.
Oh, they actually do add more achievements to it? That's
pretty cool. When they do little updates. So there's one that requires a very active guild because it needs a lot of money for you to complete all these things in 1 week. Or if you, when it would take a long time to get like 14 million gold, you can just do it all yourself. So I'm like at 10 million gold or something right now because I had a lot built up from before because I just saved a lot of it. I don't spend it on a lot of stuff. So
yeah.
I'm going to do that. And then all the people in my guild are going to be like, oh, we got this achievement. We didn't have to do shit.
Maybe it's time to join Mark's guild.
I will not let you. And you'll never get that 100-point achievement or what it is.
Gosh. But anyway, let's get moving on. Movies.
Yes. Wonder Woman, man.
I keep hearing good things, but I don't know if I really care to go see it.
Dude, you do care to go see it.
I don't know, man. It's got a good, woman dude. In it. I can't deal with that.
Dude, it's
women
good.
Women don't need to have their own superhero movie.
It's good. I came away... I heard it was going to be good, but I was like, okay, you know, comparing it to Batman versus Superman or Suicide Squad, that's not really a high bar, is it? So, I really like. Got off a little slow because they had to explain a few things, but I thought it was really good. It's so funny. Me and my sons, we were like maybe. We were three of maybe six guys in the entire movie theater,
Are
and it
you
was
serious?
Packed.
That just seems shitty. That just seems crazy.
No, well, you got to remember, I live. I went to a theater near Northampton, Massachusetts, where Smith College is. That's like a bastion of feminism. So, not really. It's so funny. We got there super early, and my kids are like, "Why are we here so early?" Because you know they had for the big movies. They put out the designated lines with, you know, for each showing, whatever, and the kids are complaining about it. And then all of a sudden, all these women show up out of nowhere. And it was interesting. That's the first time I've been in a movie theater where I noticed that. My son Ricky leaned over to me. He's like, hey, Dad. He's like, yeah? He's like, where are all the guys? I'm like, oh, I don't know.
I've been the only white person in a theater before.
Well, you live in Chicago. That's not that big a surprise.
It's not a surprise because of the movie I saw.
Oh, what'd you see?
Black Dynamite.
Oh, right on.
I love that movie so
that
much.
That movie's awesome, man.
That movie's incredible.
Yeah. But I'm not going to give away too much about the movie. I will just say, if you're like a comic
Wonder fan, Woman does wonderful things.
Yeah, and it's got a good mix of the action sequences are actually pretty good in it, and the
Chris Pine's character Pines jokes, for Wonder Woman
jokes are pretty funny too. It was good. It was good. You know, I'm hoping maybe I forget her name. What's her name? The director's name. Her name is Patty. Oh shit! I forget what the heck her name is. The last name is anyways.
Patty
close. But I hope she directs some more of these DC movies because she did a bang up job. Really good.
And I would assume she'd be on for Wonder Woman too, unless she didn't want to do it.
Yeah, I would like to see her do. I mean, I know it was Joss Whedon's doing the Justice League movie now, right?
Well, he's finishing like doing the editing or whatever because of Zack Snyder's son killing himself.
Oh god.
No, his daughter died. No, his daughter died in an accident. She died in an accident. She was like, yeah. But I dug it, and it's like, wow, the first DC movie I've seen in a long time that's actually decent. So I highly recommend it. And Rob, you would enjoy it, woman or not, you'd enjoy it.
Women are terrible. I don't know. I mean, I kind of
she did kill herself, not an accident. It was a suicide.
Oh, it was a suicide. Oh shit. Okay.
So, anywho's. Television? Anybody watch anything?
Yeah. I'm getting caught up on the, now that they're on Netflix, I've been getting caught up on all the DC stuff.
So
I've been on
a
DC roll, man. So I did Supergirl.
I haven't watched Supergirl. I didn't watch the first season. I got bored of the first season.
Supergirl.
I think Supergirl's pretty cute.
It does enough just to keep me watching. It's so funny. My wife, she caught me. She's like, "You're watching this?" I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, "Really?" I'm like, "Yeah." It's like, "This is," he says, "you know, this is a chick show, right?" I'm like, "Yeah."
And then she's like, "If you can watch this, you can watch Gilmore Girls with me."
She did, actually. And I was like, "No." It's like, she's got a cape. She's got powers. I'm watching it. I don't care. So, yeah, It's okay.
I had gotten to the Invasion storyline on everything, and so I've been catching up from that point.
Yeah.
And,
So I did that. Then I went through, I finished up season two of Heroes of Tomorrow.
Legends of Tomorrow?
Legends of Tomorrow, yeah.
Please season tell me you guys two. Don't watch Gotham.
No, I don't. Season two.
I hear great things about Gotham. I don't know, but I tried to watch it.
Every time I see bits of it, like I watched them the first season, and then I just like, this is garbage. And every time I see little bits of it now, I just think it's awful. My dad loves it.
Batman. What the hell? Why are you watching this? So I can't do it. But anyways, Legends of Tomorrow season two, pretty good. So far for season two, it's my favorite of the CW DC things.
Yeah, it's really picked up in quality.
Yeah.
The first season was pretty meh, and then this season's been pretty good.
Yeah.
So I'm watching them all in order, so it's really annoying on Netflix where I'm, all right, I have to get a list out to say, okay, I got to watch in this order. So now it's
I started to try to do that, and I was like, I can't.
It's not too hard with the list, but it's really annoying when it's like, ugh. I'm already in Netflix menu. Now I'm going to switch over to Arrow's menu so I can watch this episode of Arrow and then switch to Flash and then go to Legends of Tomorrow. And then suddenly it's like three episodes of Legends of Tomorrow's in a row. And I'm like, okay, this is nice. I can just boom, 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 boom. And then it's like, oh, crap. Here we go.
You're nuts.
It all connects together at some point, and I want to make sure I don't miss that.
Because I got to the point where in Supergirl where it's like, the Flash is going to show up. I'm like, do I? I'm like, nah, screw it. So I just drove through it. Oh, have you guys checked out American Gods?
No.
I stopped at like episode four.
Yeah. I'm liking it.
I tried to read the book,
It's got pacing issues, man. I'm not sure if it's because of the source material, but. Cause I don't
probably
I yeah, but it's, the pacing is just I don't know, but I'm watching it.
I also got told fairly credible that one character dies, a character I would say is one of the better parts of the show, and I was like, great, why even keep up with this?
Oh, okay. Thanks for the warning.
I mean, like it's so well done and well acted.
Yeah, but
it just looks great, but it's just like the story and everything. I can't follow any of it. I'm like, I don't understand what the point of any of this stuff is. Yeah,
and even like some of the dialogue is pretty good too, but it's just the story. It's just like,
I don't know where it's going. Like, I feel like the main guy, whatever his name is.
Yeah, Shadow.
Because he's just the core. You see in like his expressions a lot too, that's what his character is supposed to be going through. Just like, he's just going with the flow, and he's like, I don't really understand what the hell's happening, but whatever. What else am I going to be doing? I just got out of prison.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to stick with it.
I'm excited for the return of Preacher.
That's this month?
I believe the 25th or something.
I love that show.
Yeah, it was one of the better shows of last year. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to whenever Atlanta comes back, but they just like started shooting last month, I think. So that's not going to be for a while.
Now, that's not going to come out until 2018, right?
Like probably.
Summer 2018, something like that. Yeah. Oh, I've been watching season three of Fargo, too.
I've heard it's good.
It's good.
I like the first season. Still have to watch the second season, which is why I haven't watched the third.
Yeah, second season's pretty good, dude. So, that's it for me.
All right. Well, we probably should start wrapping this up so I have time to send it out to Mark before I go to work. So, should probably get our plugs in. Mark, what do you want to plug?
pixelatedsausage.com. That's the site where this podcast is. And the podcast I do, the Pixelated Sausage Podcast, and a podcast that Rob will talk about shortly. You can also see my art there, which is just a bunch of lines or boxes that are colored these days. But people like it. You can check it out if you want. I can be found on Twitter, Instagram, Xbox Live, Steam, all the usual places, except PSN, because PSN is a piece of shit. At PX Sausage. And if you'd like to support the site and everything we do in general, you can go over to patreon.com/PXS.
Do that. Alrighty. And Rich?
You can follow me on Twitter and a bunch of other stuff at Rolex DP Racer. And check out my show if you're into racing, Sports Car Unleashed, and the podcast and all that good stuff. And yeah, you know.
All right.
That's it.
Pixelated Paranormal Podcast with Sean and Preston, and occasionally me, as Mark pointed out. We talk about paranormal stuff. We tried to get Mark to give us a report on the Mothman in Chicago, Illinois, but he would not send me the file I wanted him to do of being carried away by the Mothman, so I had to do it myself. What was that?
That was not happening.
Oh, Lego.
That was his Lego set.
Oh.
My latest acquisition.
I think I actually have that one. But
like I said, I would have made like the perfect episode for me to have guested on was the one about dreams and all that, because I've had some very weird dreams. Well, a lot having to do with Chucky.
You've never said that you were interested in being on the show.
I said that when you started. I was like, I want somebody who's fairly skeptical and whatever.
We try to keep away from the skeptical angle unless we're making fun of something.
But it's open to it. Like, I'm not gonna shit on you guys. I'm open to it, but I'm not gonna be like, oh, well, I believe I'm like.
I gotta hear this check beam.
But like, I've had lots of Chucky dreams, but there was like one where I thought I was getting chased by Chuckies that were on the roof that were coming through the windows and like out of my closets, like just dozens and dozens.
Jesus Christ.
And then I ran to my mother's room and I was like shaking her, and then when she turned and looked at me, her face was Chucky's face.
Ah,
I also had a lot of dreams, and then they just led to me being really scared of ever putting my feet down by my bed, because I thought there was always a little Chucky under my bed, and he was going to slash the tendons, my Achilles.
Jesus.
And the weird thing about that is I had that graphic thought as like an 8-year-old or whatever, that he would specifically cut that so that I would just be immobile, and then he would just like do whatever he wants to me.
Holy
as like God. An 8-year-old. It wasn't like, oh, he's just going to like stab me or something. No, he's going to specifically attack me right there so I cannot put my feet on the ground right in front of my bed because he's going to get me.
So what did you do, a backflip off the bed to get
I would jump off the bed.
But anyway, yeah, so we talked about Mothman in Chicago, and I had to do my... And Mark had this to say, man, I ain't seen shit! As he was getting flown off by the Mothman. So it's my terrible Mark impression.
I did not know that you actually did an impression.
There was no impression. It was just basically what I just did there.
Oh, that's funny.
Mark had this to say, man, I ain't seen shit.
And that episode, like I said in the Facebook chat, it's like the worst in terms of grammar of all the summaries that Sean has ever sent me. It was a mess.
Did
double
you fix
spaces
it? Cause...
after periods. Yeah, I fixed
okay. Because I was like, I read that and I was like, I don't get it. I don't get why it was so bad. And I didn't even think about you actually fixed it before you put it up.
I did like... that every time, because it's always like... I'm assuming he does it on a phone or something,
because
it seems like the way it's formatted that's how it's done. Because if he's writing that on a computer and it comes out like that, it's an even bigger problem.
Oh, and we had a Big Steven's O Indeed podcast. Him and Brady, they're trying to do shows. But this past weekend, they actually did a panel at WichaCon, which was Wichita's.
Oh, nice!
And they did a panel with Pixelated Paranormal and O&D podcast together, and Sean was like, not to brag or boast or anything, but more people were very interested in the paranormal aspects than they were the video game stuff.
Well, I mean, but there are so many video game podcasts and video game things everywhere that like
And you know, they,
paranormal was a lot.
And they were pretty excited because they had a room of 30-some people, which doesn't sound like a lot, but for a really unknown podcast to have 31 people show up, that's not bad, you know?
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
So, and they're wanting to do it again next year, and they're trying to get me to go, which all depends on what I'm doing for work and what weekend it is and everything else. And I'm just like, yeah, it'd be cool, but don't know what I can do yet. Can't figure that out until after the first of the year, so.
Nice.
But, so, I've never been in front of a group of people. I don't know if I can do that.
You can do it. So. You can do it. If I can do it, you can do it, dude.
Yeah, so anyway, that should be it for the podcast. Everybody, have a good day.
Later.
Adios. I'm not making the noise. That wasn't me, that's Rob. He's trying to imitate me again.